The need for maximum security prisons is an unfortunate reality of life. On the other end of the spectrum is the jail in Gardner, Illinois. Its residents were far from hardened criminals, yet the small place served its purpose well and continues to attract folks yet today. We go there on this edition of the American Countryside.
To maximize crop yields, successful growers need a special advantage, and that's what you get with Radiate Plant Growth Regulator. Radiate is uniquely formulated to help young plants quickly develop stronger roots and shoots. That means better nutrient uptake, more early stress resistance, and bigger yields. Radiate makes all the difference on a variety of crops, with either foliar or in-furrow application, allowing it to fit with most grower programs. So this year, give yourself an edge. Ask your CPS dealer for Radiate.
AgroLiquid's full line of crop nutrients offer greater efficiency and unsurpassed application flexibility. AgroLiquid isn't like other fertilizers. Their crop nutrients can be conveniently applied when and where you need them. So instead of applying tons or gallons of fertilizers your crop may not need, you're using less and seeing more in your fields, so you wind up having one heck of a championship season. Go to AgroLiquid.com to get your crop nutrient game plan.
John Weiss says it's a most unique jail.
To my knowledge, the 1906 two-cell jail is the only one in existence anywhere.
The small but historic structure still stands in Gardner, Illinois.
They held, I guess we'd call them prisoners, but really was for vagrants and hobos. There really wasn't any big name desperados that were ever in there.
But the jail had an important purpose back in the 30s.
What they didn't like during the Depression time, there was a lot of people hopping on the trains to go through town. They didn't want them wandering around at night. So the constable, he would round up any vagrants or tramps in town and lock them in. It isn't very big. I mean, I'm going to have to say 20 by 20. One time I was told there were 27 locked in there at night.
As the years passed, the purpose of the building changed, and the old jail was almost forgotten.
They were using it as a storage facility, the maintenance department. So one day my wife and I went up to the mayor, and he says, "You got that old jail in there." And he says, "That's a tourist attraction." He says, "It is." He says, "Well, yeah, people would like to see that." They would. And most people in town didn't even know they had it either.
So John and the townspeople worked to bring the place back to life.
Once we talked to them and they realized that they had something that folks would like to see, then the maintenance people took everything out that they were using in storage, and the other people in town got together and restored it.
The little jail is today a piece of history, much like a step back into time with Andy Griffiths Mayberry to a time when small towns once took care of their not-so-dangerous criminals. Traveling the countryside in Gardner, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCrae.